I suggest you call Phil back. One ring only. I'm out.
Subtweet. And we're done.
It's not going to get any better than that, folks.
Unfortunately, it's not. I got the live stream. I could turn the live stream on, but it would just be us talking.
What do you mean just?
About nothing. Oh, well, in that case,
chicken.
The live stream is on now. Take that.
Hello, live stream.
Hello, live stream. Ooh, Iceman is the first time listening live. Iceman, not just one. Many. Many top guns.
Got to have more than... I assumed it was Bobby Drake's.
Well, no, it's Val Kilmer and Top Gun and Bobby Drake hanging out together.
They're both hanging out together.
They are Icemen.
That makes
also a guy
sense.
Who delivers ice is with them.
You know, it makes a lot more sense if I don't go to the Relay live stream. It's like, that's not us.
No, well, I have been known to broadcast The Incomparable on the Relay live stream from time to time.
There is a show on there right now.
There's a show on there right now, so yeah, that would be less good. That's less good. Yeah, we're sort of back in the fall. The summer, everything was really weird, but now we're kind of back in the swing of things with Incomparable live streams. I've been running like literally the week we record, I post, which makes me super nervous. But this is since I'm going to be at Release Notes next week, this is a pre-record for next week. But it'll still come out in the month of
October.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yes, comrade.
Duh.
Duh. Ugh. Because he's been talking, he's just going to quote Red October to us all night.
I mean, I assumed that was the
all of us are just
going. Yeah, I was about to say. Well, we could probably do a dramatic reading of the movie with none of us having scripts in front of us.
That'd be amazing.
Yep.
The Russian parts are going to be a little tricky, but I'm ready to bring to bear my 4 years of high school Russian.
Seriously, in high school?
Oh yeah!
Wow.
What kind of commie high school did you go to, man?
The commies. Hey, I'm from the liberal state of Massachusetts.
Oh, well, you were
just waiting. The Russians have been here all along, Tavrish.
You were just waiting for your conquerors to come.
Free you. From the tyranny of capitalism.
Is it Red Dawn? Is that
Yes.
That all happens right in here now. They won. In Massachusetts, the ending of Red Dawn is that the commies win.
Okay.
They're greeted as liberators.
Exactly.
It's important to me that we note that my hazy memory is that the Russian ambassador was also like the ice skate sharpener, like tutor guy in the original Mighty Ducks.
It's
also a hard thing for me to reconcile.
Joss Ackland, I believe.
British actor Joss Ackland, I believe.
Yeah. So that the first time I saw either this movie or Mighty Ducks, I don't remember which I saw first. That was also a little difficult to reconcile because one is clearly a children's movie and he's like all delightful and kind of, well, he's kind of pudgy in both of them, but all like delightfully pudgy, like Santa Claus in Mighty Ducks. And then in this one, he's like nervously pudgy and very shifty. Yeah. It, very weird.
Looks a lot like it's not the same actor because it's Dana Elkar in 2010 who is the in 2010 has a Russian ambassador who has secret talks with the American government. Looks exactly the same. I wonder if the real Soviet ambassador at this point looked like this, or they thought Soviet ambassadors are sort of like these bald guys who all right, fine, budget. Yeah,
everyone
bald guys.
Looks like Khrushchev.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Right
And torpedoes, so Connery has to do this thing where I think showing that there's the I'm going to take a moment. The Dodgers just got eliminated. Yay! Sorry, Dodger fans. Spoilers for the Mets winning.
And it's why the sub movie is the greatest genre of movies ever, because you can't make a bad sub movie. You really can't.
Yeah, Crimson Tide, I think, tried to be bad, but I freaking love that.
I love Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide is great.
Have you seen U571? Because I'm not sure.
The Widowmaker.
U571 comes the closest to define
you
these
mean Oscar
movies.
It's got John Bon Jovi in it.
Oscar winner,
U571, yes.
Yes.
Up Periscope. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Oh, good call.
Not traditionally a
Kelsey
movie.
Grammar.
Which I will point out in the Academy Award winning U571. one of the clever turns in that movie is you've got an American crew trying to pilot
a German
ship where all the instructions are in German.
Right.
And that's a nice touch there.
Now I have an important question about this. So Dan, you apparently know at least a spot of Russian, or did at one point in your life. Do you know what Ryan says to the cook before he shoots him?
I don't know if I heard it.
I believe he says a goddamn cook.
Well, no, he says that, and then he says something in Russian. And I actually turned on subtitles, even though the Force subtitles were working the rest of the movie. I turned on subtitles tonight because I really want to know what he says, even though I'm sure it's going to be completely anticlimactic.
In Russian?
Yeah. And so I was expecting it to say, like, either hopefully the translation or more likely, speaking in Russian. But it didn't say a darn thing. All it said was, you know, you're the goddamn cook. Yeah. And I was hoping, Dan, that you would finally solve this mystery for me. But apparently
I'm so sorry, but I will have to check back. I will check back.
USA.
I will say I just did some looking for Casey, and I'm not sure I can come up exactly what it said, but somebody reports that basically what he says is something around the lines of, like, leave it alone, a stuff of Pequoia or something. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm not sure
drop
if that's exactly what he's saying, because his accent is not great there, but yeah.
Sadly, he would have just dropped the wires, but he didn't understand him, and so he had to die.
Okay, did you say blow it up? Blow it up? I'll blow it up.
Again, I want to tell you, setting your movie on a submarine is a really good idea, film directors out there.
Great rom-com on a submarine, I think. Yeah. Just exactly. Could we make it on a submarine?
That's right. Phil is starting his new movie studio, Submarine Pictures. Yes.
It's all. it's like Citizen Kane, but on a submarine.
Sure.
It's like Die Hard, but in a building.
Yeah.
Totally wrong.
What? Totally wrong. One of my favorite. Yes, a good line from another show. But I was saying, I was looking around. I found the script online, which is actually amazingly. It's just great. It's just, I was looking up that scene to see if they were actually saying what he says in Russian, but they don't. But the script is written, it's just, there's something in Loganov's eyes, an uncompromising, irrational villainy that asks no forgiveness. For a moment, Ryan's paralyzed, a rabbit before a cobra.
That's what it
that's
said.
So good. Wow. This is so good.
That
is
Are you so sure awesome. You didn't, like, read the novelization of the novel?
Flame leaps from the barrel of the 45. Oh, the pistol kicks like a mule. Loganov is delivered to eternity. Impotent, the wires fall to the floor.
John McTiernan says, good. Well, that's nice. So Alec, just give him a grimace and then shoot him.
Yeah, apparently the at least in one of the trivia bits, they mentioned that the line attributed to Columbus at the end there is actually just by the screenwriter.
Yeah, it's sure. That Columbus did not say that.
Oh, it's all crap.
It was in Italian when Columbus said it.
Yeah. Little revolution. Yeah.
A revolution element is a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, it really does deliver on everything. It's great music, great special effects, some really good tension and just great, good cinematography. Everything feels really claustrophobic. There's some canted angles in a lot of places that give you that feeling of the sub, like, turning and kind of unbalanced throughout the entire movie. Great, you know.
Well, so this is a good movie, huh?
Yeah.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
Love this movie. And you know what? I can't tell because, you know, I hang out with such nerdy people, and I mean that in the most friendly and positive way possible. Is this a popular movie or not? Because I always thought that I was the only one that liked this movie.
No,
and yet...
people in a certain age group. I think if you were between the ages of 10 and 20 when the movie came out, it's a popular movie.
I will tell you this, which is my girlfriend has a story about being taken to this movie because her brother was older and the parents are just like, we're just taking you both. And she was, you know, probably under 10 when this movie came out. And just like, she has very fond memories of it as well, although she probably saw it at an age that she was too young to be seeing this movie.
And the I don't know whether they would have been any good or not, but the shame of it is that this is it for Jack Ryan as played by Alec Baldwin. They went
to
Harrison
Ford. Just couldn't keep
Ford.
His mouth shut. Yep. And he and Tom Clancy did not get along.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, and I did not go and watch Patriot Games or Clear and Present Danger until many, many years after I had seen this movie. And they're just, I don't believe they're as good. They're just not.
No, they're not. Patriot Games isn't bad. Patriot Games is a very competently made picture, but it doesn't.
But it's weird because it's also a prequel.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have the fun of this movie.
And I like. I don't get me wrong. I love Harrison Ford. I don't think that I see him.
He is totally the wrong character.
No, he's not.
Jack Ryan.
He just doesn't work as it. And I mean, honestly, of all the remaining Jack Ryan movies, I'm going to say I think Some of All Fears might be the next best one that gets made.
I don't know about that. I haven't seen it since it was new, but I hated it when it was new.
Yeah,
it's not as bad as the Chris Pine one.
Well, jeez.
The Chris Pine one, which I watched in a sick day like last year or something. And I was like, this is not a good movie. Which I was very disappointed about. And now I think I read that Amazon is looking at doing a Jack Ryan
TV series. Yeah.
Which, whatever.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan Babies?
You know, Tom Clancy has moved on to the Great Submarine in the Sky. So
that's not how that works. I think you mean Zeppelin, Dan. The Zeppelin.
Pretty sure it's a submarine.
It's like an air submarine.
Yeah. He's gone to the happy hunting ground in Montana.
Yes, he's finally seeing Montana.
Well, I'm surprised to hear you guys say, though, that you didn't like Patriot Games or Summer. Excuse me.
I thought Patriot Games was okay. I didn't dislike it.
Clear and Present Danger really has its moments. I guess I just don't have the same nostalgia for them. I always identified Jack Ryan as Alec Baldwin, and so even as much as I like Harrison Ford, he never clicked for me. And I haven't seen them as many times as this
thematically
movie either,
they're totally different movies, and like I said, not as fun.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Agreed. They don't feel like they're from the same series to me. It feels like a completely different series. Right.
Yeah,
no,
which is fine.
Which
they all feel
since the only common factor is James Earl Jones and Tom Clancy. I guess that's true.
And honestly, if you're gonna make another Jack Ryan movie, I kind of want it to be almost like a period film at this point, like set in the era in which the books are actually set.
Right? Don't make it like James Bond, where it's just James Bond keeps the actors change, but James Bond is moving on.
Well, because they keep trying to transpose it into the modern day, and I feel like it doesn't work. Those books are of an era.
It is very much
of
the Cold War, us versus them, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy mindset.
So I was actually thinking a lot of this movie I feel like could be done. You could do it today, and you wouldn't have to change a lot.
Nope.
You have it be the Russians, or you could have it maybe be the Chinese if you wanted to. But this does not strike me as a movie that you would have to change a lot. That's just, it's something that hit me, is that there's some movies you watch and you're like, this just wouldn't work. This the world has moved on. But here, the way the plot is structured, it's new technology that upsets the balance of power, and there's one guy who figures it out, and there's another guy who has decided that he's going to not accept this new technology. And I mean, that struggle, that still feels fresh even today watching this.
Not to pimp myself too hardly, but it's funny when I look back after having finished the book that I've been working on for many years, there are a lot of things I realized, I think I kind of cribbed that from Hunt for Red October. So if you just set it on a spaceship instead, as Phil pointed out earlier, it turns out you can make that sort of back and forth pretty easily.
I'm going to hijack this movie like a rogue Soviet sub-captain, or hijack this podcast, I should say. If you like sub movies, and if you have a pulse and a heart and two ears, you should. Dear God, go see Das Boot, and go see the director's cut of Das Boot. Yes, it goes on for like 4 hours, 5 hours. No, it was not a movie. It was a TV series. It was a mini series on German TV that they cut into a movie, and so watch it that way. It is the greatest sub movie of all time. There's a scene in it when they're underwater and they're sinking and going beyond where the pressure of the U-boat can actually hold, and bolts are flying out of the wall. And it is the most intense scene I think ever recorded on film. Hunt for Red October is great. Das Boot is the best sub movie ever made.
So I really thought it was about a boot. So
no, it is not. It is not about boots or dosses. It is not about
you're telling me it's not about PC operating systems
nope.
Inside a boot.
Has nothing to do with either DOS or shoemaking.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed. Yeah.
And it has Jürgen Prochnow now sporting a beard that will alarm and entrance you.
I'll throw out. We mentioned it a couple of times. I do enjoy Crimson Tide quite a lot.
I do.
Crimson Tide is quite good.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's a lot less serious to me. I don't think that's deliberate, but it just isn't as serious to me.
It's more postmodern. It's more jokey.
Yeah.
It makes me miss Gene Hackman.
Run Silent, Run Deep is worth your time with Burt Lancaster and
Blake and Lemonade.
The reason Crimson Tide feels more jokey, by the way, is that they had Quentin Tarantino punch it up and put in jokes. So that's why. It's good. They're good jokes, and the dialogue is really snappy. But
and I would also recommend Up Periscope, not Down Periscope, which is the Kelsey Grammer movie. Up Periscope is the movie where James Garner is a Navy frogman on board a submarine captained by a coward. Oh. And so it's a good movie. That's a good one.
If you're just joining us, we are this here is on Submarine Movie Club. It's all about the submarines, but we're going to have to surface.
Destination Tokyo, also a good sub movie. I am surprised that there is not an IMDb trivia thing where it's, they go to Thor's twins in this movie, and Stellan Skarsgård is in Thor movies.
Two of them? What?
The IMDb trivia page is definitely of somewhat specious quality.
No, it has gone downhill.
Because like one of the things suggests that that Sean Connery's hairpiece cost $20,000, and I'm like, okay, I believe you that maybe he was wearing expensive hairpiece. I don't know that I believe you that it was $20,000.
Not at all.
Thank you so much, you guys. This was really fun. Well, and I've been hoping that one day, somehow, I would be asked to be on The Incomparable, and God damn it, what a better... Well, I couldn't have chosen a better
this
movie
was by,
it,
This
so.
Was the plan all along, and we are going to do a sneakers episode at some point, so we'll have to...
Your voice will be your passport.
Yes,
you know I'm there for that one.
I do know, Dad.
Last year, I watched that twice within like a week.
Wow.
one of them was for Not Playing, because we did both Hunt for Red October and Sneakers on Not Playing, because Lex, of course, had seen neither of them.
Of course.
Fixed. I fixed it. Of course. It's fixed.
You did the world a good service.
He's dead now.
Got to bring Not Playing back.
I know. There are discussions.
Okay, good.
They're ongoing.
Good. I like my idea today. You know, occasionally
release it whenever the hell we feel like it. Yeah. As soon as we can, if we can ever schedule a time where Lex is home long enough to watch a movie,
we'll
make it happen.
That's the trick.